catch the waves 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Catch the wave right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. It's a wave thing. Playing the very best in gospel music and the word ministry right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Catch the waves on the NFI. Keeping it real like a $50 bill. Telling the truth till the Lord deliver you. Hello, somebody. The NFI Radio Gospel Network. And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave in HD to me.
Oh, singing it when you give the best of your service. Telling the world that the Savior is come. You be not dismayed when men don't believe you. I know you'll understand, and you'll say, well done.
You'll say, well done. Yes, you'll say, well done.
Ever satisfied. Well, ever since that glorious day, my soul been satisfied.
Satisfied
with Jesus.
Lord, satisfied.
Well, my soul is satisfied. Well, my God be my comfort.
Oh,
he said it would be my guide.
Oh,
cherish the old world rung and call. Till my trophy at last, at last, I lay down. Whoa.
18 minutes after the hour. We are L-I-V-E Live. It's all the way, and it's the NFI Radio Gospel Network. And once again, want to thank you so much for locking in to your number one quarantine station in the world. And you can catch the wave right here 7 days a week, 8 to 5, keeping it live right here on the NFI. he did a wonderful thing for me on this wonderful Tuesday right here around about 18 minutes after the hour. I want to thank you so much for locking in with us. We've got more just like that coming your way. And also, those of you, if you want to catch the wave, if this is your very first time, you can certainly join us by simply going to our public figure page on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network, or join us on our website at NFIRadio.com. As we continue, let's turn it up just a little bit and go down memory lane with Albertina Walker.
Is always brought up in my home, yes. There was a lot of things said about me, and it wasn't true. Thank you, Lord. But mama, I've got to let you live, and one day I'll prove it to you, yeah. But until that day, mama, here's my prayer. This is my prayer. My ever-loving friend, yeah, proud of me. Oh yes, and I don't care what y'all say out there. Some folks don't even care about their mama, but every day I'm gonna call and tell the mama.
With more great gospel music right after this important message.
That's the way on the NFI. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. NFI, North Carolina. Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
We are live coming to you from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina, your number one quartet station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One, and it's my pleasure. We've got more great gospel music coming your way all the way up to 5 p.m. today. I want to thank you so much for locking in with us. We're having a wonderful time, and all of you, oh my goodness, do we have music for you on today? Look, you want to tell your neighbor, tell your friend to lock in right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Now, look, I got something I want to say on concerning last night's game. Be honest with you. I'm looking either way for somebody going to win, right? Well, you know, it doesn't matter with me because neither team is my team that I've been going for years. I don't change up, you know. But it was interesting that they penalized Green, and, you know, what you expect, huh? But it's not over because Green will be back on Thursday night. Now, here's the little man himself. It's the maestro of quartet music. It's Mr. Ranch Alec and the Ranch Alec Group. I put my trust in you.
And I will trust in you with all of my heart.
You know, that situation is too big for you.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't handle that. You know what you need to do? You need to turn it over to the Lord right now. Some people who know that your faith has gone to work. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody in here believe that that thing that was worrying you is not going to worry you anymore? You believe Isaiah 26:3 that he'll keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on him. Well, guess what we're going to do? We're going to call him again. And this time, we're going to call him out of gratitude. We're going to call him in an effort to say, Lord, I thank you for what you've done for me. Come on, lift your hands, open your mouth and just say, Lord, I thank you for what you've done for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
want you to do something right quick, and I'm going to leave it alone. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, say, in my life, I've been up and I've been down. But say, in spite of my circumstances, in spite of my situations, look at him real good and say, in spite of what I'm going through right now, say, when I look back over my life and see how far God brought me back, I can't do nothing but thank the Lord. Somebody ought to get up.
The sounds of Ranch Allen and the Ranch Allen Group as we continue 15 minutes to the top of the hour. Here's LaShawn Pace Rose. Oh, I know what prayer can be.
Yeah. God for the many blessings that he has bestowed upon me. You see, when I look back over my life, see where he brought me from, I can truly say I've been blessed. I woke up this morning, got out of my bed, and I looked around. Here's what I said: thank you, Lord, for the blood you shed. You put a roof above my head. Thank you, Lord, for another day and all the blessings you sent my way. Could have been dead, sleeping in my grave, but you told death, get back and behave. Ooh-wee, another blessing. Righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. I can count on God, he won't let me down. Always do just what he said. Now, pain and suffering, he brought me through. Arms open wide, always welcome you. I've been my leg and I can walk. I got my tongue, y'all, and I can talk. Even the air that I receive, I got my lungs, y'all, and I can breathe. When I look around, I can see all of the blessing, y'all, he's given me. I see my family all doing fine.
Come on, hands.
Church, where I can praise his name.
Oh. church, we all on one accord. But we dance and shout away from morning until day. Yeah!
I need a church where I can praise His name.
Oh! I need a church where the word of the Lord is. We all come together. Oh, how we gonna give? Sing, shout, praise all around. Yeah.
I need a church where I can praise.
Praise.
Yeah.
Oh. Come on. Yeah.
I need a church.
I need a church.
I need a church.
Lift, lift the name of Jesus.
I need a church.
See, we're in that church.
I need a church.
I wanna come along.
I really do.
Savior Jesus Christ. We here at the Lincoln Park Holiness Church invite you to come join in with us at NFIRadio.com every Thursday at 9:30 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. for powerful preaching, teaching, and praise. Join in with us with Reverend Thurlin Kearney and catch the wave.
Hello again. I'm Angela Breedlove, inviting you to join me as I interview gospel recording artists around the world on location Mondays and Fridays at 12 noon on the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Catch the wave.
It's quiet music. And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave in HD Tunisia.
Moses was a child of destiny. Born to bring glory and honor to the King. When he was just a child, he was taken from the Nile. Moses, you're gonna be my deliverer. Burning bush, yeah, and then he had a great people free. Yes, he did. When he got down, down by the Red Sea. Pharaoh's army was their hardest, and God performed the miracle. Moses stretched out your rod, and the waters will depart. And so every one of them told him that, I am your God.
All of my help,
everything that I need,
all of my help,
all of my help.
not going nowhere. Do you bless me? Oh yeah. I'm not going nowhere. Do you bless me? Without your blessing, Lord, I can't make it at all. I'm gonna stay right here until you bless me. I'm gonna stay right here until you bless me. Without your blessing, Lord, I can't make it at all. Please, 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 Lord. I got faith in you.
I got faith in you.
And I trust you too.
And I trust you too.
I'm gonna sit and wait.
I'm gonna sit and wait.
Because you're never too late. I'm not gonna let you go until you bless me. I'm not gonna let you go until you bless me. Hey, without your blessing, Lord, I can't make it at all.
I'm never
never see the righteous forsaken or the seed begging bread. Please, Lord, do it for me, do it again. Game.
go down Old School Boulevard here. Yeah.
A long way.
We've come a long way. Mighty long way.
Sometimes it was an uphill
journey.
Yeah.
Sometimes on the rough side of the mountain.
But we've come,
thank you, Lord.
A long way.
Oh, yeah.
We've come a long way.
Needing and depending on you.
You know the
the brother said we're having church, huh? Oh, my, my, my. Yeah. Oh, you know that's right, huh? We are right at the bottom of the hour here from the studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm your host, the Anointed One. It's my pleasure. Coming up at the bottom of the hour is the Power of Prayer Request Hotlines with Dr. Betty Heights. You can call in at 347-215-8049. We'll be right back with Dr. Betty Heights right after this.
Bringing you the very best in contemporary music. Traditional music.
I'm just waiting on Jesus. All Christian.
And the Word of God.
You know, you get you some good friends and you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process, because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Welcome to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline, heard every day at 12:30 p.m. Call in for your prayer request with pastors standing by to pray with you at 347-215-8049 from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Call now, 347-215-8049. Now, let's go live.
Praise the Lord. I'm Pastor Creflo Dollar, Senior Pastor of World Changes Ministries Christian Center, and I'm here today to agree with you for your healing. I'm telling you right now, you do not have to believe the report of the doctor. You do not have to receive the fear of the devil. There is life in God's Word, and when that life is poured in on the inside of your spirit, you will not die. The Lord said to me one morning on the way to church, He said, how can a man die when he spends his time pouring life on the inside? And today, I want to add my agreement with yours by sharing with you from the Word of God, words filled with life, taking God's medicine, scriptures from the Old Testament to the New Testament, on the healing power and the life-giving force of God's Word. So at this time, prepare yourselves, prepare your ears as we go before the Lord in prayer. Hebrews 2:14 through 15. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Hebrews 10:35-36. Cast now away therefore your confidence. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. The Moffat translation says, now do not drop that confidence of yours. It carries with it a rich hope of reward. Steady patience is what you need, so that after doing the will of God, you may receive what you were promised. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. The Wyman translation says, now faith is a well-grounded assurance of that for which we hope, and a conviction of the reality of things which we do not see. The Knox translation says, what is faith? It is that which gives substance to our hopes, which convinces us of things we cannot see. Hebrews 11 and 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 13, 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, yes, and forever. 1 Corinthians 6, 20. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 12, 7 through 11 and verse 28. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kind of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, government, diversities of tongues. If you've not come to your local church to receive prayer, to receive hands laid on you, go there, praise the Lord. The gifts are there working. They are available. Miracle working power is made available to you. 1 John 5:14 and 15. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Healing is according to his will. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we have asked of him. The Knox translation says, such familiar confidence we have in him that we believe he listens to us whenever we make any request of him in accordance with his will. We are sure that he listens to all our requests, sure that the requests we make of him are granted. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The Amplified says, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardness, of craving and cringing and frowning fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control. 3 John 2. My friend, I pray that you may in all respects prosper and enjoy good health just as your soul already prospers. In the name of Jesus, I declare that you are healed. In Jesus' name, I declare that Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law. Therefore, you forbid any sickness or disease to come upon your body. Every disease, germ, every virus that touches your body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of your body functions in the perfection to which God created it to function, and you should forbid any malfunction in your body in the name of Jesus. Amen. I declare you healed in Jesus' name. I love you, and I thank God for your health. Isaiah 40:29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. The Knox translation says, rather it is he who gives the weary fresh spirit, who fosters strength and vigor where strength and vigor is none. The Moffat translation says, into the weary he puts power and adds new strength to the weak. Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. The Moffat says, fear not, for I am with you. I am your God. Be not dismayed. I will strengthen. I will support you. I will uphold you with my trusty hand. The Knox translation says, have no fear. I am with thee. Do not hesitate. Am I not thy God? I am here to strengthen and protect thee. Faithful, the right hand that holds thee up. Isaiah 53:4. Surely he has borne our griefs, sickness, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly consider him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God, as if with leprosy. Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. The Moffat translation of that same scripture says, yet he was wounded because we had sinned. 'Twas our misdeeds that crushed him. 'Twas for our welfare that he was chastised. The blows that fell to him have brought us healing. But he was wounded, according to the Amplified, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the living whereto I sent it. The Moffat translation of that same scripture. So if the promise that has passed my lips, it falls not fruitless and in vain, but works out what I will and carries out my purpose. Isaiah 58:8. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your regard. Then shall your light break forth, according to the Amplified. Then shall your light break forth like the morning, and your healing, your restoration, and the power of a new life shall spring forth speedily. Your righteousness, your rightness, your justice, your right relationship with God shall go before you, conducting you to peace and prosperity. And the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Jeremiah 17:14. Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for thou art my praise. And I want to tell you something today, child of God. You are the healed, protecting your health. You're not trying to get healed. You are already healed, praise the Lord. Agree with the word of God. Agree with these scriptures. You are the healed, protecting your health. In fact, say this after me. I am the healed, protecting my health. Matthew 4:23-24. Moving now into the New Testament. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness among the people. News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon-possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed, and he healed them. And the same Jesus that healed them is healing you right now. Matthew 6:9-10. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Healing is the will of the Father. Matthew 7:11. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Now, if you ask God for healing, he will give healing. Matthew 8:2-3. And a leper came to him, and throwing himself at his feet, said, Sir, if only you are willing, you are able to cleanse me. So Jesus put out his hand and touched him, and said, I am willing, be cleansed. Instantly he was cleansed from his leprosy. And I believe that that same testimony can be yours today. Matthew 8:5-10 and verse 13. As he entered into Capernaum, a centurion came to him, asking for his aid. Lord, he said, I have a servant lying sick at my house, cruelly tormented with palsy. Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. But the centurion answered, Lord, I am not worthy to receive thee under my roof. My servant will be healed if thou wilt only speak a word of command. I too know what it is to obey authority. I have soldiers under me. And I say, go to one man and he goes, or come to another and he comes, or do this to my servant and he does it. When he heard that, Jesus said to his followers in amazement, believe me, I have not found faith like this even in Israel. And to the centurion, Jesus said, go then, let it be done to thee as thy faith foretold. And at that hour, his servant was healed.
I'm gonna stay. Under the blood.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna stay. Under the blood.
How many of y'all is with me tonight?
Gonna stay under the blood. And the world can't do me no harm. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'm gonna pray under the blood. I'm talking about the blood of Jesus. I'm gonna pray under the blood. Gonna pray under the blood. Oh, and the world can't do me. World can't do me. The world can't do me. No, no harm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to stay under the blood. Gonna stay under the blood. Jesus.
Can I get a witness here tonight? Under how many of y'all is under the blood tonight? Jesus. Do y'all know that healing in Jesus' blood? Can I get a witness here tonight? I'm not talking about the blood of a bird. No, no. I'm not talking about the blood of a bull. I'm not talking about no animal blood. Although I can remember reading what God told Moses to tell the children of Israel to kill an animal and put the blood before the door. Can I get a witness? He said, when I come by late tonight, when I come by late tonight, when I come by late tonight, I'll fly over. Can I get a witness here tonight? You know, nobody was able to shed blood for you and I. Can I get a witness? And I'm thinking about now just how it was after Jesus died, came out of that body, and went down in hell. Can I get a witness here tonight? Seems like I can see him in my mind. When he got out in hell, y'all, he began to beat that devil. Can I get a witness here tonight? He began to whoop that old devil and take the keys from that rascal. Can I get a witness here tonight? All of the prophets have been dead a long time. They was in Abraham's bosom. But you know what they've done? No doubt they were standing on the banks of hell, looking down at Jesus as he beat that old devil. No doubt they said, go ahead, Jesus. Go ahead, Jesus. Go ahead, Jesus. Go. 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 Can I get a witness? Go.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God. A blessing. Somebody somewhere right now.
in the blessing business, Jesus, because you said, blessed are the pure in heart. Oh, you said in your word, wherever we need you, all we got to do is call you, Lord. I know you're able to come in this building right now. Do it for me, Jesus.
Do it for me.
Right now. I know you're able, Master. Do it for me. Do it right now. St. Mark 11:22. These are your words, Jesus. You said, have faith in God. Then the 23rd verse, you said, we could speak to the mountain that's in our life. You said we could say, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. You said that we don't doubt in our mind, in our heart, and believe that those things which we said shall come to pass. You said we can have what we said. But I thank you, Jesus, that my word means something. So I'm going to speak over my friend this evening. I'm going to speak healing. I'm going to speak healing. I'm going to speak prosperity. I'm going to speak joy. I'm going to speak love for my neighbor. Because you said I can have what I said. Right now, right now, I want you to come in this building, Jesus. I want you to do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Oh. Do it right now. Like you said you would.
Right,
I know you have all power in your hand. I know there are more medicine in the hem of your garment than they have in all of the drugstores all over the world. And I know you're able, Lord, to heal right now. You don't have to come in person. All you got to do, Jesus, is say the word, and it'll be done. Say it. I want you to move. Did anybody here feel Jesus? How many of y'all feel Jesus now?
Holy Ghost. Again, about I got the Holy Ghost. Again, about I got the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the Holy, Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will make you walk right. The Holy Ghost will make you talk right. The Holy Ghost will make you stop right. I'm talking about the Holy, Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the Holy, Holy Ghost. Can I get another witness? How many of y'all love Jesus? Let me see you raise your hand. 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 The reason why I'm living, he woke me up this morning, and he woke me up on time. I had my health and strength, and I was holding in my right mind. Anybody here living?
Thank God for that powerful prayer on today. I am your radio host, Sister Love. Feel free to call in anytime at 347-215-8049. Now let's join Elder Carrie Harris from Raleigh, North Carolina, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry. Here is Elder Carrie Harris.
Good Tuesday afternoon to you. What a great day to be alive. We're glad you have tuned in to listen today. And I'm just excited. I always get excited when it's time for us to break bread together. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we say thank you. We thank you, God, for your grace and for your mercy. Lord, we thank you for just waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind. And you gave us the use and the activities of our limbs. And we say thank you. Lord, even as I open my mouth today, to break the bread of life. Lord, you open the spiritual ear. For it's in Jesus' name we pray this prayer. Amen. Today, we're going into the book of Psalms. There's something about the psalm that lifts your spirit when you're down. And it's something that also let you know that somebody has gone through something besides you. David went through a lot of stuff. And then there is a lot of teaching in the Psalms. Solomon taught the young men some things. We just came through Father's Day, and I thought about Solomon when he taught the men about the loose women. But we're not going to talk about that today. We're going to go into Psalm 1. And this is what it says. We're going to start at verse 1. It said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor the sinner in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Hallelujah. I think of this song, and I think about how we do things. Sometimes we get saved, and sometimes we get be on fire for the Lord. And then if you look back in verse 1, we see how people backslide. And we're going to use for a subject, saints and sinners. Saints and sinners. We first start out talking about the saint and how the word blessed means happy. Is the man that don't walk the way the sinners walk. They don't listen to what the sinner have to say. They are more into what thus says the Lord. They don't walk in the advice from the sinner man. Like I've heard some sinners say, oh, I will give them a piece of my mind. And I always thought, even as a sinner person, when somebody said, I would give them a piece of my mind, I would tell them, honey, no more than I got, I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep all of the mind I got. God gave it to me, and I'm going to keep it. Because see, even as a child, my mama taught me, she taught me who Jesus is. She was standing, she was setting me in her lap because I was a baby. And spend the rest of her children around her legs, and she would read the Bible to them. And we didn't always, after we grew up, we didn't always do what Mama said. But we had somewhere to go back to. If nobody has put anything into you, you don't have anywhere to go back to. And a lot of times I look at these young girls that's doing all of the stuff that they're doing, And rather than to condemn what they're doing, I said, but for the grace of God, it could be me. If nobody had poured anything into me, then I wouldn't have anything to catch hold to go back to. But I looked at how this person, this man, because it said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. First off, he's walking. I don't know how fast he was walking. He could have been just strolling along, or he could have been making steps really fast with purpose because he knew he was going somewhere. And then he stopped walking, and he started standing still. And I don't know who he was talking to. He may well have met a stranger, and that stranger was not a saint, but a sinner. And he stood there long enough, just like Eve did in the garden, and talked to that stranger, and maybe they start talking about how the farm was doing, how the crop was growing, or what they were going to do Saturday night. And the saint, after he had stopped walking and had slowed down and then finally stopped walking, talking to the sinner man, instead of the sinner man getting advice from the saint got the advice from the saint got the advice from the sinner. But after a while, and I want you to watch this, saint or sinner, this saint got so comfortable in the midst of the sinner, he just took a backed up and took a seat. And that's how it goes. Because see, when we start backsliding, we don't notice that we are backsliding. We don't know that in our walk with the Lord. We don't know that we in our walk with the Lord, after a while, things start happening in our life, and maybe we don't understand what's happening. But we slow down. We slow down, and we start wondering and start asking questions, but we don't take it to the Lord in prayer. And then, after we slow down, then maybe we stop to ponder in our mind. We ponder in our heart, Lord, what's going on? And then, if it's something really bad, instead of blaming the devil where the problem started at, we blame God. And the word tells us that all good things come from God, because the devil's not going to do anything good for you. He is not going to do anything good for you. So we decide to blame God for everything that goes wrong in our life. But the saint, on the other hand, in verse 2, it said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And how did he get delighted? And the saint pick up his word when things start going bad and look like we're supposed to be going uphill, and every time we step up, look like that step goes down. And we're not in the Lord, and we don't stop to take comfort in the Lord that we say we serve. Hallelujah. And he doesn't meditate. In other words, not just read the words, but meditate on it. Think, okay, Lord, you said, as for instance, if we're sick, and we don't just say, well, I'm healed, because I'm saved, we think we should take the word and meditate on it and think about what God said. He said he sent his word to heal them. And then he said, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And if we just keep right on going over, and when we wake up during the night, because, you know, sometimes we have a restless night, and we can't really sleep that well. And when we wake up, if we would just go to the Lord, say, Lord, you said in Mark 11, verse 24, those things that I say when I pray and believe and I receive it, I shall have it if I don't doubt in my heart. Lord, that was your word. You said it. And, Lord, you told me to command you. And then and go back over that. Don't just read it one time. Don't just say it one time. But just keep right on saying it. And then have our mind just focus in on the Lord. Hallelujah. And then in verse 3 it says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the river of water. You know those trees that's planted by the river, they don't die from lack of water. Those trees in the water, that's planted by the rivers of water, their leaves don't wither, or even the pine trees, the roots go way down, and they suck up the water that God has put there for them. Hallelujah. And I think on these things, that's what we need to think on. And when it says, his leaf also shall not wither, and then whatsoever he doeth will prosper. You know, God prospers us sometimes in different ways. He prospers us with money sometimes. That can be really prosperous. Or sometimes he prospers us with good health. Or sometimes he prospers us with good children. But everything that God does in our life, when we are obedient to him, is good. It's all good. And then if something come along that's not good, then we know who to blame for that. We blame the devil for that because he did it. But all we have to do is be patient, because whatever the devil do, know that it's going to pay us. Hallelujah. It's going to pay us. And then in verse 4, it said, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. You know, when the chaff is a hull from beans, and when we were children, my daddy used to put beans, dry beans, after they fell on the vine and they dry. Because we would pick the green beans while they were green, but sometimes they would get ripe so fast, we couldn't get all of the beans in time to keep them from getting dry, from drying up in the hull. And daddy would put them in a fertilizer bag and have us to just jump on and walk on. And then he would take them and pour it out on a table and on a windy day. And the wind would come and just blow the hulls away. And then it would be the good stuff left, the beans, the dry beans that were left. And then my mama would bag them up and we would eat them later on. But the sinner man is like the chaff which the wind blow up away. That they go this way today, and if the wind change, they blow the other way. You can't never tell where the sinner is coming from. Therefore, in verse 5, it said, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. In other words, when the saints are standing before the Lord to get their reward, because we're going to all stand before the Lord, but just something in different places. The sinner will stand at the great white throne judgment and be judged for what they did before they are cast into hell fire. But the saint is going to stand before the Lord to get their reward. Some of the saints won't get anything. They won't go to hell, but they won't get anything because they haven't done anything. Hallelujah. And then some just work for the Lord and ask the Lord, Lord, well, what else can I do? Lord, give me a word to give this person over here. Lord, we look at people and we see that they are down. And they need a word to lift them up. They need somebody to come along and tell them that, you know what, Jesus loves you. Whatever you're doing, can you just look to Jesus? Look to Jesus. Hallelujah. He'll take care of you. He'll bring you through this. Just hold on. Because help is on the way, baby. God knows where you are. He sees you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, a sinner in the congregation of the righteous. See, that's when God is telling the saints, hallelujah, well, you're going to get this. You'll get a golden crown. You'll get this, and you'll get that. And you know, he said in John the 14th chapter, he said he was going away to prepare a place for us. And I want my place. If Jesus got a place for me, it's got to be grand. Because we went through hell down here on earth. So when Jesus come back, he got a place for us. He's already working on it. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. But the Lord knows the way of the righteous. The Lord knows our way. But the way of the ungodly shall perish. The way they will perish is, after they leave the great white throne judgment, they will be cast into a lake of fire. Now, see, I heard people say, oh, well, God won't send nobody to hell. You said he was a loving, kind God. You're right. God will never send anybody to hell. But you know what? He'll let you go if you want to. He'll let you go to hell if you want to. Because, see, he said no sin was going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And the only way that you can get around going to hell is to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And once you accept him, you won't go to hell. But you need Jesus. Jesus, the author and the finisher, our faith. He paid our way to heaven. Somebody had to pay our way to heaven. Because I know I committed a lot of sin when I was a sinner. I was a good sinner. Oh, boy, I could do some stuff. But then the Lord started to draw me. And it drove my mind back to those things that my mother taught me. The things that she read to me in the Word of God. And as he began to draw me, I decided I want to live for Christ. I was one of those that was walking, boy, I was walking strong for the Lord. And then I got slower and slower until I stopped. And then I backed up and I took me a seat. And I looked around and I said, well, I'm not supposed to be in this place right here. I'm not supposed to be in this place. I took off and I started running. I said, Lord, I'm coming home. I did that, the prodigal son. I got up and took off back to the Lord where I left from. And then I messed around and backslid again. But see, the problem is not backsliding. The problem is staying there. The problem is not when you fall down. The problem is staying down. So if you fall, get up and take off again. It's just like a baby. When a baby first start walking, they'll get up and make a few steps and then they'll fall. But that baby doesn't stay there. The baby get up and take off again. And this is, as saints, that's what we need to do. Find out we messed up. Because when you first start drifting, you don't pay it any attention. But after a while, you look around and say, I'm in the wrong place. Then you take off and start running again. Hallelujah. And then what it said, the Lord will prosper us. Understand this. I've had people come and say, oh, will you pray for me? I don't have any kind of money. And I said, well, did you pay tithes on money when you had it? Well, no. You know them preachers make all of that money. And I said, well, see, you just took your mouth and cursed your own self. See, because God said he would prosper us. And when God prospers somebody, what are you saying? Are you saying that when God prospers you, you're supposed to say, well, no, Lord, I don't want that this because I'm a preacher. Or should we say, thank you, Lord. Let me tell somebody else how to be prosperous. And he said, we shouldn't labor to be rich. And you're not laboring to be rich. But when God gives you something, then he didn't give it to you to hold in your hand. He gave it to you to share it with somebody else. Pass it on. So determine today whether you're going to be a saint or a sinner. Because I see you're going to be one of them. And to be a saint, a lot of people think being a saint means being perfect. And in yourself, you cannot be perfect. You will make mistakes. But when Jesus went to that cross, when he got beaten, until he was totally unrecognizable as a human being, and he carried that cross up Calvary Hill. And then they hung him on the cross. And then he hung there till he died. Then they took him down off that cross. They put him in the tomb. And then he got up again. When he got up again, Hallelujah, we can get up too. That was what it cost him, hallelujah, for me to be perfect. So, yes, I make mistakes. I still make mistakes. And anybody that says that they don't make mistakes is just telling a lie. Because we still, as long as we stay in this human flesh, we'll keep making mistakes. But if we shouldn't do it deliberately. Hallelujah. If we catch ourselves saying some things that, hallelujah, that we don't have anything to say, that we shouldn't say, because we happen to be standing around with people and they happen to be talking about somebody. We shouldn't take part in talking about that person. When they're talking about a person and cutting that person down, you should speak up and say, hallelujah, we don't need to talk about that person. We need to lift that person up before the Lord. We need to pray for that person. Hallelujah. Saint or sinner, choose this day which one you will decide you want to be. Because my God is an awesome God. And he took care of me when he went to the cross. And God, his daddy, was sitting on the judge bench. And Jesus was my attorney. And they said, Terry. And Jesus stood up and said, here you are. And he said, well, you've been charged with doing this. God said, you've been charged with doing this and doing this and doing that. And Jesus spoke up and said, yeah, Daddy, I paid for that already. And you don't have to pay for something twice in the sight of God. Hallelujah. You need to love the Lord and then love yourself and then trust him to take you to glory. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. That's the word today. Saint or sinner, make up your mind today which one you'll be. Now let us pray. Our Father and our God, Lord, we say thank you. Lord, I thank you for my niece, Sister Patricia Zonigan. Hallelujah, how you have provided her to take care of me. Lord, I thank you for her family, her daughter, Theresa, her husband, Daniel Marshall, and their other children. Hallelujah, their other three daughters and their grandchildren, God. I thank you. I ask you to bless them all and bless their household, Lord. Lord, look over Marshall's sister. Hallelujah, wherever she is. Then, Lord, look on Apostle, may God to God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, I said thank you. I lift up to you today, God. Lord, look on Pastor Pearl and Connie today, God, in the name of Jesus, and that thing that he needs more than anything else. Hallelujah. You know what it is because you can see it. Lord, you provided for him, Lord. And I say I love you. Hallelujah. Lord, bless Reverend Turner for putting this platform here so that we can tell everybody that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, I lift up my brother-in-law, Deacon Suede Exum, to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, look on my nephew, Dave Morgan, and his wife, Lee. Oh, God, bless them, God, like they've never been blessed, God. And all of my other nieces and nephews, Lord, I lift them all up to you. Then, Lord, look on my children, God. All of them that's not saved, Lord, you start drawing them, God. Lord, let me have some preachers, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let some of, at least one of my children go tell somebody that Jesus saved. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, look on my pastor, Dr. Billy Newton, and his little wife, Lady Clara, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, and the other members, hallelujah, of St. Paul number 2, Church of Christ, Disciples of Christ. Oh, God, hallelujah, I thank you. And, Lord, look on Reverend Ellison today, God, in the name of Jesus, and all of the other people that was on the radio show that we have, 9:30 radio show, God. You look on those men, God, in the name of Jesus. Pastor Janet Wooten, God, I lift it up to you. Apostle Barbara Watkins, God, in the name of Jesus. Elder Gladys Smith, God, I lift up to you. Those that's in the nursing homes and hospitals, God, oh, God, have mercy on them. And then those that's in the prison camps, God, oh, God, change the mind, God. And those young men that's going around shooting folks, God, and stealing their things, God. Oh, God, change the mind. Hallelujah. Don't let them go down that road. And the little boy that was on TV this morning said he was looking for a forever home. Oh, God, open a door. Hallelujah, for him to be able to walk into. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, even if it's me, God, if I, hallelujah, can have a way, I would take the little boy in. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I can't even remember his name. Oh, God, have mercy. Oh, God, lift up my son Antoine, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy. Elder Doris Sutton and her husband, Deacon Allison, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and then look on my friend, hallelujah, Elder Glenda White, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I said thank you. And then I lift up Pastor Nora Grantham to you, God, in the name of Jesus. And then my Bishop Ronnie Hood, I lift him up to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Dietrich Hood, I'm sorry, Lord. Pastor Dietrich Hood, in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember those Lanias down there in Houston, North Carolina. In the name of Jesus. Father, we glorify you, we honor you, and we praise you. Lord, in Jesus' name, we pray this prayer. Amen. We'll see you next week right here on the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Way. Bye-bye.
You have been listened to, Elder Cary Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry, Raleigh, North Carolina. You can join her right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network every Tuesday at 1 p.m. till 1:30 p.m. live here from the studio in Raleigh, North Carolina. I am your radio host, Sister Love. Now back with more gospel music on this wonderful Tuesday.
Come on, put your hands together, everybody. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
been sharpened arrows from my past. I had no hope for tomorrow. Felt so much pressure, yes, I thought I would crack. But now there's no looking back. I'm moving forward, I know I got my armor now. No fear, no doubt, can't shoot me down, yeah. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt. Gonna shoot me down, 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 down. My soul is untouchable because you've already won me. My victory is not in this flesh and bone. It's in the cross and I know nobody's taking it from me. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt, can't shoot me down, yeah. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt, gonna shoot me down, 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 down.
All you need is breath.
is Michael Booker from Greensboro, North Carolina, and you're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina. Catch the wave.
All you so-called sanctified folk and the sinners too, I got something to tell everybody that you better do. Jesus coming back one day, I don't know when. Forgiveness for your sin. Y'all better make a change. You better make a change. I'm talking to everybody out there. You better, let me tell you, you better change. You better change. I'm talking to everybody out there. You better, to me now. Preachers in the pulpit and the deacons too. Mothers on the mothers, bone trustee, choir and the ushers too. Now you've been shouted up and down the aisle, you've been falling all on the floor. But if my God was to come today, would you be ready to go? Y'all better make a change. You better change. Now, all you old men looking like a squirrel, you're always trying to make a little date with some little school girl. But you better stop your mess and leave them kids alone. You ought to look in a looking glass and take your old cell phone home. Y'all better make a change. You better change. Around the